Hello friends, I am Edward Urban, and on Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories on his absolutely amazing life. Please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And today we're going to be looking at comments again. So we receive a number of comments to our videos, and we just like to get a bit of feedback going. Our first comment comes from a Kenneth Lobo, and he was watching the video Secret of the Hospital. It was how Padre Pio founded his hospital, what he did, what faith he had to show in order to get his hospital going. So Kenneth says, thank you, Brother Edward, for this video on this amazing Saint Padre Pio. God bless all watching. May the Saint Pio, Padre Pio, be with us and our families. And then in a similar note, there's someone called Rosalie who writes, Secret of the Hospital. She was also watching. I really look forward to your videos and learning about Padre Pio. What a most wonderful and amazing person he was. Thank you for this information, peace and blessings. I've got to thank you both for your encouragement and support. Yes, these stories and information about Padre Pio are absolutely amazing. I also find them super interesting, and we are all learning at the same time as we go along. It's kind of like a ship or a boat setting sail. Everyone is welcome aboard. Thank you for your support. Alexandra writes the following, that she was watching the video on spiritual children of Padre Pio, how to become a spiritual child of Padre Pio. She says, amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much. Absolutely is what I have to say. What a privilege that we can all become spiritual children of Padre Pio. And our Padre Pio, our Protected Child of Padre Pio program, is designed specially to be in support of this, of becoming a spiritual child of Padre Pio. So we thank you for your support. And we have to thank Padre Pio for this privilege as well. And here's quite an interesting comment from someone, Jin C. And he's watching the video, Padre Pio and the Archangel. And he says the following. Padre Pio would never have locked his church during a pandemic. Wish we had a million Padre Pios. Of course, we all wish we had a million Padre Pios. Padre Pio, I understood, offered his life, in fact, for his flock for the end of the pandemic. What more can you do than that? What an example. And we must always look to the lives of the saints, especially when things are going the toughest. Now, another good example was St. Charles Borromeo, and he lived during the time of the plague pandemic in Milan. Everyone was fleeing the city in total panic as the plague was hitting Milan. And yet, when St. Charles Borromeo heard about this, he headed into the city. He was given control of the city, and what he did was order that more masses be said. Not fewer. He was appealing, obviously, to the spiritual element, to God himself, in helping to overcome the plague. So that was his approach, and he risked his all. In fact, I heard this. He said, one of his mottos was, rather a good death than a timely death, than a long life. So what an example he was too. Shekana writes the following. She's watching Secret of the Hospital, and she says, oh, Saint Padre Pio, greatest helper, I will always share your videos. Amen. And thank you, Shekana. We really appreciate everyone sharing our videos as much as possible, and that's going to help our Padre Pio apostolate to grow. Thank you again. And then someone called Anne writes in the following, and she was watching the Spiritual Children of Padre Pio video. She says, please, please pray for the Carmelite Monastery in Philadelphia. So I admit I'm a little rusty on that one. What actually happened in Philadelphia? And I looked it up, and it seems that they're an order there of Carmelite nuns, traditionally minded, fast-growing, and a young community, young nuns, people joining regularly. But they seemed to be getting uncomfortable with the direction certain things were going. The controls would be taken away from them. Other controls may have been put in. That seems to be what the story is. Perhaps they were being pressurized into giving up their traditional ways, etc. Now, it reminds me of another story. I had the privilege to be in Rome a little while back at a forum there, and I got to meet someone from the Order of Franciscans of the Immaculata. And I needed to hear their inside story, what actually happened to their order. And this person happened to be in the meeting in the Vatican with number one. And during that meeting, they were being told things like, you're in good hands and don't worry and obedience, all of that. Until someone asked, well, where is our founder? Why is he not here? You know, you would expect the founder of this order, a very fast growing order at the time, also traditionally minded. Where is he? Why aren't they allowed their founder? And apparently at that point, the top exploded off their meeting and the whole thing. We know where it ended. So we need to pray. We do need to pray and for the wisdom and to have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit on this one, that he will defend his faithful. So please, everyone, do pray for this. And here's another one, and this is from T. Hood, and he was watching Secret of the Hospital. He said, how do I get hold of these leaflets to order? So he's obviously speaking on this particular leaflet here, leaflet form. We've distributed over 100,000 in the Greater London District. And with this, you can order booklets and things, become part of our apostolate. So he wants to know, how can he get hold of this leaflet? He does not live in London. He's in Birmingham. Can I print it off? And then there's something similar. This is from Esther. She was watching the Protected Child of Padre Pio video. I wish to have a statue of Padre Pio. And that's the statue which you see behind me. She wants to have that statue. So I'm going to advise both of you, write to this email address, info@followingpadrepio.org. And we'll put it in the video description below. So if that helps you, please do write in and inquire a little more, because I'm sure there are other people out there who want to know the same thing. Now, as Sagaya writes in, she was watching also Secret of the Hospital, Padre Pio's secret to building his hospital. She says, great job, sir. Millions of thank yous for your initiative. God bless you, sir. Keep me in your prayers. Saint Padre Pio, guidance and intercession are our wealth now. Thank you for your support, Sagaya. And it is always amazes me that this is a worldwide apostolate. We get people writing in from everywhere, all over. It's quite incredible. If I think about it, you know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have thought this was possible. But how Padre Pio is universally liked, and he attracts people universally. People everywhere, from everywhere, invoke him in their prayers and ask him to pray for them. So Padre Pio, I'm sure, would approve of this. Thank you for writing in this comment, Sagaya. This person writes in, I need prayer for my brother's friend Robert, who died on a tragic fall. And then someone else writes in, I got gastritis, and this often happens from eating the wrong food. Sounds like a food allergy, something along that lines. Very difficult things to deal with. Judy also writes in, between life and death was a video she was watching. Padre Pio, please intercede to our Blessed Mother and her son for a healing for Paul B, and etc. So there are lots of people all counting on my prayers, on your prayers. So please let us remember them in our prayers. And also do submit your prayer intentions on our website. You can submit them either to next Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions to Padre Pio, or join our Padre Pio Protected Child of Padre Pio program, and you become a participant there. You can use either route. And then another advantage of this is that, you know, in case our channel is cancelled or something, we never know what the future holds, we'll have email addresses, we'll still be able to be in contact with you and keep this thing going, keep the apostolate going. Of course, it's governed by the laws of the EU data, very strict laws, and so it's very easy if you ever want to opt out or anything like that. There's no strange nefarious purposes. It is just we want to have a community of Padre Pio supporters. So that's why we appeal to you to join these programs. And as I say, do submit these intentions for this Mass celebrated. It's weekly Mass celebrated for your intentions and for Padre Pio's intentions. And thank you for watching.